But that shows how varied our climate is here at times. See, that was May the 1st, and the night of last of April and May the 1st. And never again have we had corn or any other leaf crop that far advanced.
We're talking about the farm. On farms around here, was there ever a building that you used for storing grain, like maybe corn or something like that?
Yeah, all the farmers had buildings, a barn where they stored in ear corn. And of course, that just during the cotton days, none of them planted too much corn. So we had regular corn shucking parties, you know, in the evening after supper, Saturdays or after school, we had to go in there and shock corn. And then after we had a certain amount done, we had a little old hand sheller that you crank by hand, we shelled that stuff. And we used it for our corn meal and the other they hauled to town and sold.
Can you recall if there was such a thing as a corn crib?
Yeah. A lot of people refer to it as corn crib. We always call it corn house.
You know, in the days before you had refrigeration, what did people do to keep their milk or butter?
That goes back to my granddaughter. We had a real kick out of that. They had to write something about one of their ancestors. And she said, I'm going to write something about Grandma. I'm going to write her life history or something like that. The first year in high school. So I said, all right, that's fine. We'll take a recorder and go to Grandma and you just interview her, talk to her, ask what you want to know. So she did. And of course, a lot of stuff I knew, and Grandma told her a lot of things. Then that very same question came up.
Right?
Which the young people, they couldn't even visualize what did they do without refrigeration? I mean, without an ice box or a refrigerator or this. Didn't even have an ice box. I remember when the ice first got in use over here. They had an ice plant here. Before that, you didn't know that there was ice other than wintertime, you know. And Grandma said, well, now I can tell you what we did. I might say that I was the first one to invent the ice cooler or a cooler. And I remembered very well. She told her, says, you know, when we did a lot of sewing, we had a lot of empty spools. We put them in a bucket or something, in a box, kept them. And then after we had sewn so many, we'd go to a shop and buy rods, metal rods that would be thin enough to go through the spool. And we get lumber, make shelves about that big square and put holes in the corners. And we put so many spools down here and we put a shelf, then so many spools, shelf and that way. And she says, I had one had about seven shelves and that was my milk cooler. I didn't use it for a purpose that most people use it. I used my milk cooler. And my granddaughter said, well, how did that cool the milk? She says, well, I put a string around it, and I took just an ordinary bed sheet and put a seam in the top and slipped it like a curtain along that string. They closed it up and extended it about a foot or so and had a milk pan up there with water in it. And I put that extension in that, and the water just seeped on down clear to the bottom. And with a little breeze, it kept cool. And then says, well, did you keep your butter there? I said, no, we kept the butter in the cistern.